It is review post Como with Dan, Neil, and Sean. Start with the first game, Neil, 70 minute game. It's probably the most US tour lineup of the two games, if you like. You know, I think there's also things around. I wonder if any of this happened internally, the politics of whether it's a good thing to be in that lineup for game one. I think it's someone like Trey Naoni and what he thought of his prospects coming out of yesterday in general. And then there's just the question about who it's going to be at 10. You know, it's looking to be Elliot Wright. The Liverpool FC TV have McAllister in the 10. It ends up being James McConnell. But I think there's less focus on who is playing where, as is, you know, let's get 70 minutes in these lads and let's have a little more look at how they can deal with what we're asking to do tactically with them.
Yeah, I think that that's all really fair. And I'm sure that there was a fair bit of politics about who's in which team. You know, I think it's one which it's what's striking to me in terms of both the politics and the possible desires, I think, is actually borne out by virtue of the players who end up being involved in both and the why of why they're involved in both. I don't think there's ever any question that McAllister might possibly be involved in both. I don't think that anyone thought that that would be likely because of where he finds himself in terms of fitness and coming back. It was, on the whole, I thought, you know, in terms of what it is that what we can all theoretically take from it, I think there's highs and lows right the way across the pitch. I think it ends up being 70 minutes, and I don't think it does Naoni any harm whatsoever to have been involved in it again. And also the fact that he shows the will, and I think that the virtue of the reason why he's in the second game is to show the virtue of, you know, I'm seeing you. It's the manager saying you're in with these boys as well, but you needed to come and play this one for me, and you did. I think Munoz is in the same boat. I think he would rather have got the amount of time for him on the pitch out. The thing that's really striking is whilst it's 35-minute halves, three Liverpool players do 40. He makes three substitutions on 46, which to me is not an accident. They've done 45 minutes running there, and he wanted them to do that. And, you know, I think that's in there as well. McAllister does literally get subbed on 59. Again, he's got an hour. There you go. That's the way in which that's worked. I'm struck by who it does or doesn't help. I think the 70-minute game, I think it possibly helps the club and Endo in terms of the fact that they've now got a half and this 70 minutes into Endo to demonstrate that Endo is fit. And that could be getting demonstrated internally within the club, but I suspect that's as much about to potential people who might be interested in Endo, that Endo is fit and available for purchase if that's the way in which you want to go.